And next slide is really referring to new business. And it, and that is new gifts, grants, and new bequests that were identified and recorded in FY210. As you can see at the on the right-hand column, last year we did almost $284 million in new business. And what's significant about this is that even in these tough times, last year was our second best year ever as far as new business is concerned. In fact, since we had our record new business year in fiscal year 07, when Tom Siebel made his significant $100 million gift, we have had four straight years of new business exceeding $250 million. And, you know, one of the main goals of any campaign is to ramp up private giving to new levels and try to sustain them. And so prior to our Brilliant Futures campaign, in other words, prior to July 1 of 03, we were averaging about $206 million a year. And in this campaign, we've averaged over $265 million a year. And it's also important to note that we did this, as I mentioned, in some tough economic times, especially towards this latter part of the campaign, and of course, in this leadership transition. Let me go on, and what this slide also shows here is how the new business breaks down in terms of the purpose of the gifts. As you can see, last year, 43% of the new business monies were dedicated to academic programs, 27% to student support, and that was primarily in the area of fellowships and scholarships, 4% for faculty support, 17% was directed to research, and 9% of the $284 million was directed to other areas such as facilities, environmental sustainment, and so forth. The other thing I want to talk about is before we move on to the next chart is just the cash flow. Last year, and this was a report that Walt always makes to our at our foundation annual board meeting, business meeting in October, and that is this past year, in fiscal year 2010, we had a total of almost $212 million, and that's actual new gifts, pledges received, and bequests realized that affect that number. We were down a bit compared to 09, but still it was the third consecutive year and only the fourth year overall that we were able to provide the university in actual cash in of $200 million or more. Now going on to the next slide, this next slide is just designed to say we've talked about where the gifts, what they were intended for, the purpose of the gifts. We also talked a little bit about who was getting the gifts, as the campuses and so forth. This is a little reflection about where the gifts come from. And in any campaign, usually anywhere from 55-60%, something like that, usually comes from individuals, and then the remainder comes from corporations and foundations and other private support sources. And so in this particular chart, you can see that from alumni, we received 36% of our support in FY10 in new business, and that totaled $102.5 million. From friends, 19%, and with those two totals, when you think of what money came from individuals last year in terms of new business, that totals to about 55%. In the prior year, it was about 51%. This past year, from corporations and foundations and other sources, it was about 45%. Let me go to two other slides before I go into doing some of our highlights. This particular slide I thought you might be interested in because it shows the flow of new business, now there's new gift commitments, over the last 10 years. And so you can see where those $250 million in new gifts have shown up, and that is towards the latter part of the campaign. You can see, because of the recession, there was a bit of a dip in 09, but nevertheless, it still topped the $250 million mark. This is what we wanted to achieve in this campaign. We wanted to ratchet up the amount of new business coming in to the university, because down the road, especially with respect to the pledges and also some of the deferred commitments, those monies are going to be realized down the road and will show up again as cash flow. And already, and I'll talk a little bit about this later, we're starting to think about the next campaign, because clearly private support is becoming more and more critical for our university every day as we speak. Let me just one other slide. Let me just go to the next slide. This is where we are with respect to our active endowment. And I know the Board of Trustees tracks the active endowment of the university, but this is the combined active endowment of the university and the foundation. And the active endowment is about $1.3 billion. And you can see from this pie chart how that money is spread around, and you see the major recipients to which the endowment is dedicated really is for student support. But clearly, with our need, given the increases in tuitions and the fees that have been talked about and so forth, student support is going to be more and more critical, and I'm going to reference something that we're doing about that shortly. Let me just go now to talking about some other notable highlights. This past year, the university partnered with each campus to host a foundation day on each of the respective campuses. And the goal of that day, because we always used to just have one foundation day, it was always on the Urbana campus. It was a university-wide foundation day. But we also recognized that a lot of times our UIC donors and alums and faculty who would participate in that day wouldn't come down because they just didn't have time or chose not to come down to Urbana for a great football weekend. And the same was true for our Springfield campus. And so in order to educate our donors and our alums about the significance and the impact of private giving, we decided that this past year that we would have a foundation day on each campus. I think it worked very, very well. I know the one thing that Mike Hogan and I talked about, it was really kind of nice when there was only one foundation day because we didn't have to travel as much. But I think it was well worth it, and we will continue that practice this coming year. In fact, one of the things we're also talking about, and Lauren's going to talk a little bit about this shortly, that we are thinking about with what would be Foundation Day at Springfield this coming fall. One of the things we're thinking about is actually combining some of the foundation activities for that day with some of the things that the Alumni Association does for Springfield. And we will really have one major celebration about the significance of why we need to advance Springfield in the way we need to do it. And then I'm sure we will consider that at the other two campuses as well. The University of Illinois Foundation and the Alumni Association also partnered and collaborated on a Washington, D.C. event in October of this past year to introduce President Hogan and his wife Virginia to our Washington area alumni and donors, as well as our federal government leaders. And I want to thank you, Chris, for attending that. I know Gary Chico, the chairman of the Alumni Association, served kind of as master of ceremonies. And so I thank Jerry for that. But we had a good attendance, and Washington, D.C. is a very important area for us. And I'm sure Cappy may have talked a little bit about what government relations is doing there when she met with you earlier at other times. The university and the foundation is also in the planning stages of a new university-wide and campus-focused fundraising initiative. And this is something I was referencing. And it's an initiative to raise more money for student scholarships. The initiative will be formally launched later this year. Each of our campuses are working on their respective plans for this particular initiative. Scholarships, as I mentioned, was a critical part of the Brilliant Futures campaign. It remains critical, but even more critical, and this is why this particular area, we are actually going to extend this initiative beyond the campaign. And but again, we'll talk more about that, and you'll learn more about that later in the year. The foundation also collaborated with the university, and particularly the Urbana campus, to produce a video, a film that has been recently aired on the Big Ten Network. I don't know if you saw this. It's called The Ripple Effect, but it's what it's really designed to do is show the impact that private giving has on our campus, but it'll certainly reflect what private giving has on any campus, whether it's public or private. Three of our very distinguished donors are highlighted on this video. Tom Siebel, Ron Chez, who's made a major commitment to supporting graduates of our Chicago public schools, those who are admitted to the campus. His was a major commitment of $40 million this past year, and which is a deferred gift, but he's currently doing about $250,000 a year in outright money. And I know I grabbed Terry on the way out, talked to him about that because he's new and I wanted him to be aware of that, and told him that these are the kinds of things where, you know, the Chicago, if I were he, I would be looking to us and to others to collaborate in this way, because that will really do the kinds of things he's wanting to do. But clearly, what I always like to say, we like to take the point, and we clearly are at the point as a result of Ron Chez's effort. And the final individual who's highlighted on this DVD is Manny Jackson, who, as you know, is and all Manny and Tom are both foundation board members. Manny is well known for his business acumen, and probably in a more popular sense is known as the president of the Globetrotters, and is a terrific individual, has funded a program that really is becoming a model for other programs like it on the Urbana campus, but I think it will be a national model as far as working with first-time, first-generation students and helping them with everything with respect to mentoring, leadership, and so forth. And so I really recommend you taking a look on the Big Ten Network, but just in case you can't, I brought some DVDs for everybody so you can take those home and watch them at leisure. But seriously, do take time. It's about 22 minutes, and all three are terrific. But the Manny Jackson one is going to bring tears to your eyes if you haven't seen it. It's just amazing. So, and I want to thank Don Koich, who's our communications and marketing associate VP at the foundation, was very instrumental in that, and working with Tom Hardy and his staff, and so we're very pleased about all of that. This past December, we had a record, and it was a record in terms of the number of gifts that the foundations ever processed in one December month, and that is we processed over 25,000 gifts, and those gifts totaled over $35 million, and that did not include deferred gifts. The significance is we've got very loyal people. Some people may have been eyeballing what was going to happen with respect to the tax laws, and but I think it also reflects where things stand at the recession. I think people really do want to help us, and they really stepped up big, so that was pretty exciting. So anyway, you know, through private giving, you know, we have the ripple effect. One life can impact the life of another. And I just wanted to say, you know, some of our biggest heroes are our donors, because they help us help others. And so again, thank you for all that you do, not just for the foundation, certainly, but for the university, which is what we're all about. And I hope this report is revealing as to where we are with respect to the campaign, how we did last year, and know that going forward, we got to do an even better job. And with that in mind, just one final comment. One of the things that we are thinking about post-campaign, and President Hogan and I have been working on putting together an external evaluative study of all of our development operations, our programs, and so forth, because our goal with this evaluative study is to look at what we're currently doing, looking at what our peers are doing, looking at best practices, and we are some best practices that our peers turn to, but we want to be, as Chairman Kennedy often says, and I know I heard him say this today, we want to be the best in this area, and I think for us to be the best, we've all got to be in this together, and I think we will be. So we're going to have this study going forward. I'm sure next year I'll be reporting on that study, and the study will be over probably late spring, so you'll probably get some insights to it. So with that in mind, thank you so much for inviting me to make this report, and I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Sid. You've reminded us once again how lucky we are to have you working shoulder to shoulder with us.
It's our honor.
Does anybody have any questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I'd also like to ask our other great partner, Lauren Taylor, from the Alumni Association, to address us this afternoon as well. Welcome, Lauren.
Thank you, Chairman Kennedy. Good afternoon, everyone. I very much appreciate the opportunity to update you today on the Alumni Association's activities and progress. I'd like to begin by expressing my gratitude to this board for its continuing support of our programs and the role of alumni in the life of the university. And I especially appreciate the participation of Trustee Jim Montgomery in his role as liaison to the association's board of directors.